I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, November 12th. Grumpy White's restaurant on C Street in Quincy is closing. In an online post, the restaurant says it will be closing on November 21st. Grumpy White's has been owned and operated by Bob White for 39 years. About 100 people attended a Veterans Day ceremony at the World War II Memorial at Marymount Park in Quincy yesterday. Guest speaker Dean Schaefer of Quincy was unable to attend due to pneumonia, but sent a prepared statement offering his thanks. Schaefer turned 100 years old yesterday and was treated to a drive-by parade before the ceremony. The traditional parade was canceled this year due to the pandemic. There were 19 new cases of coronavirus in Quincy as of Tuesday, with the active case total at 119. Quincy is in the green category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map, and there have been 137 deaths. Electricity customers in Quincy may soon have a new way to purchase their power. The city's considering a proposal to become the sole buyer of electricity from National Grid, then give customers options as to how much of their power they want to come from renewable sources. The new plan would be voluntary, and there would be no penalty for withdrawal. Boston Property Ventures of Quincy has been fined $250,000 for making illegal campaign contributions to 11 candidates, including Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Regulators say the candidates had no knowledge of the donations that were improper and have since returned that money. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he's willing to examine a proposal to create a new Department of Social Justice and Equity. City Council's considering the proposal designed to create equity in city hiring and contract awards. Mayor says part of the plan to include the school department will have to be eliminated because it's not in the purview of the City Council. There is a one-day delay in the curbside collection of trash and recycling for the rest of the week in Quincy due to the Veterans Day holiday on Wednesday. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, November 12th.